Good evening, everybody. This is The Young Americans, back for another episode, but also back for our final episode of the season. It's our last week here in Cortona before we head off to Napoli for the end of our semester, and we're all really, really sad to go.
So sad.
We have five of us this week. We have a couple repeats from last week's Irish episode. We have myself, Alex. We have...
Hello, it's Hannah again.
Ciao, it's Leia.
We also have two newbies with us, one from Texas, one from Georgia. We have...
Christian and ciao, tutti.
And Daniela, happy to be here.
Great, so we're looking forward to our final episode. So this order was composed by Daniela here.
And
so
it's amazing.
It's amazing. Love we it. Have a really so exciting show tonight for you guys. Daniela... Why don't you talk a little bit about this first song that you chose?
You know, have you ever seen Bohemian Rhapsody?
Yes.
The movie?
We were just talking about
it. I loved
that.
It. Mm.
So I didn't really like this song beforehand, and then I saw the movie, and I was like, wow.
Yeah. Wow.
It's perfect.
It's a life-changing movie.
Right?
Yeah, I thought it was really good.
Very.
Yeah, I thought the editing was kind of wild.
Well, what do you mean by that?
Just a lot of editing took place.
Lots
you
of
could tell.
Happened. So first up, we have Keep Yourself Alive by
Queen.
Okay, that was Keep Yourself Alive by Queen, to start off all night. So why don't we talk talk about the movie a bit.
Oh my gosh, Bohemian Rhapsody. It was such a good film, and I loved Rami Malek in it. He was so good.
I haven't seen it yet, and I really need to see it.
Yeah.
I keep telling myself, watch that movie, and I just keep not.
Hey, yo, you gotta watch that.
What was your favorite part of the movie?
Couldn't tell ya.
Hannah? I really loved his like relationship that he had with his wife. It was like really, really sweet and nice, even though he was gay, it turns out. But he was just, I don't know, Mary was his best friend, and it was really sweet to see that like blossom, and I think they portrayed it really well, and it made me really love it.
Nice.
Yeah.
What about you, Christian?
I was going to say the actual song Bohemian Rhapsody was extremely, extremely awesome. Seeing them use all the different instruments that they had and creating this insanely dynamic song.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the way they did Live Aid. I don't know if you guys have ever seen the actual video of Live Aid.
Yeah.
It was like an exact replica.
And it was like a reunion. Like,
yeah.
I didn't realize that they had been like off. Mm-hmm. They had not been as a group for
was
a while.
Was that the scene with his white tank top?
Yeah.
Everybody. Have you seen the real thing?
Yeah, I've seen the real thing.
Yeah.
It's like
so cool. It's
he was
really
a great performer.
Incredible.
Yes.
Sure. I know. I know Freddie Mercury had crazy teeth, but I thought the teeth they put on Rami Malek were like a little over the top.
He had to like wear them for like months.
Like they looked so uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. And it just looked, it was a little over the top. I think there were a couple things about the movie that I thought were like over the top, but then like Queen was an over the top band, so maybe it's fitting.
Yeah. What's your favorite Queen song?
Oh, Fat Bottom Girls.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Great song.
I like Bicycle.
I was going to say Bicycle. Damn, you took mine. I love Bicycle. Gosh, I don't know. Obviously, Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yeah, Bohemian Rhapsody.
It's
right
so
mine.
Good.
It's
Iconic.
Just too good
it's
to
so
sing
good.
Along to.
Yeah.
I like didn't know that it almost didn't get aired because it was too long.
Yeah, it's so long.
Like 6 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great song.
I think the next leeway into the question is, what if you go back in time, what musical festival or musical experience would you go to, like Woodstock or Live Aid?
Ooh.
That's a good question.
I would definitely go to Woodstock.
Yeah,
like no question.
I feel like you have to be there.
Woodstock
in the mud
was like such a like experience of the 60s too. It was so much tied into like this era of like
counterculture.
Yeah, counterculture when like everything
Rebels.
Was really like it was like cool to be uncool or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like I don't know, that's really dope to me.
Yeah, I feel like Woodstock is the go-to.
Live Aid was cool because it was like a fundraiser. Like,
yeah,
Live Aid was cool for like practical reasons, but I think like Woodstock would have been way more of like an experience. Like people camped out and just like there weren't like any organized like camping spots or like bathrooms. Like it was all just like wild and like I don't know, it'd be cool to just see what that was about.
I don't think there's any other festivals that have really cemented themselves in history like Woodstock.
No.
Yeah.
For sure,
of course, it's the most known festival.
Yeah.
Have you guys ever been to the area? Like,
no.
Yeah,
no.
It's in upstate New York.
Yeah.
It's just like a field, though.
You've been there?
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't been.
You're like, I wish I could have been here.
Yeah, I just want to go and, like, see if I notice any, like, ghosts.
Ghosts of
pick
Woodstock.
Pick up some vibes. Ghosts of Woodstock, you know?
Didn't they try to redo it?
Yeah, they've talked about redoing it, too.
And it just never has worked out. No. So
I mean, it would just be, like, how they redo all the other things that they've been redoing.
Yeah.
Oh, Coachella. Man, don't even get me started about Coachella.
Have y'all been to Coachella?
Yeah. I've been 4 times.
Wait, that's a lot.
That's an absurd amount
every
of Coachella.
Every year that I went, it got worse.
I
actually
California,
am a celebrity, yes. I'm famous from, I don't know if you've heard of Young American Radio.
Oh, no
Yeah,
way.
That's where I got my start, and now I'm famous.
Amazing. Who's your favorite performer that you saw at Coachella?
Probably Missy Elliott, right?
Has she ever performed at Coachella?
Radiohead was the best show I ever saw at Coachella. It was like a life-altering performance. I was,
I could imagine that.
I just didn't feel like myself because the show was so good.
Was it the show or was it something else?
No, it was definitely the show.
It was the music insider.
It was really, really good. But I also really, really loved Kid Cudi. Like he
I would kill to see Kid Cudi.
Like I did
That's
not
awesome.
Think it was going to be one of my like top shows, and then when I was there,
I'm
I was like,
oh. Heard a lot of mixed.
But guys, I saw the Tupac.
Well, you know, speaking of Missy Elliott, let's dive into the next song, "Work It."
This is a Missy work it. I put my thing down, flip it and reverse it. It's your primitive, it's wet and yet. It's your primitive, it's wet and yet. If you got a big, let me search it to find out how hard I gotta work it. It's your primitive, it's wet and yet. It's your primitive, it's wet and yet. Come on. I like to get to know ya so I can show ya. Put the pussy on ya like I told ya. Give me all your numbers so I can phone ya. Your girl acting stank, then call me over. Not on the bed, lay me on your sofa. Call before you come, I need to shave my chocha. You do what you don't, or you will, I won't cha. Go downtown and eat it like a vulture. See my hips and my tips, so cha. See my ass and my lips, don't cha. Lost a few pounds in my whips for ya. This the kind of beat that go ba-ta-ta. Ba-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta. Sex me so good, I say blah-blah-blah. Work it, I need a glass of water. Boy, oh boy, it's good to know ya. Is it worth it? Let me work it. I put my thing down, flip it and reverse it. It's your primitive, it's wet and yet. It's your primitive, it's wet and yet. If you got a big, let me search it to find out how hard I gotta work it. It's your primitive, it's wet and yet. It's your primitive, it's wet and yet. If you a fly gal, get your nails done. Get a pedicure, get your hair did. Boy, lift it up, let's make a toaster. Let's get drunk, this gon' bring us closer. Don't I look like a Halle Berry poster? See the Belvedere playing tricks on ya. Girlfriend wanna be like me, never. You won't find a bitch that's even better. I make you hot as Las Vegas weather. Listen up close while I take it backwards. Okay, begins the gal, listen me what you want. I'm not a prostitute, but I can give you what you want. I love your braids and your mouth full of phones. Love the way my ass go, ba-boom, ba-boom, boom. Keep your eyes on my ba-boom, ba-boom, boom. You think you can handle this, ka-donk, ka-donk, donk. Take my thumb off and my ass go boom. Cut the lights on so you see what I can do. Is it worth it? Let me work it. I put my thing down, flip it and reverse it. It's your primitive, it's wet and yet. It's your primitive, it's wet and yet. If you got a big, let me search it to find out how hard I gotta work it. It's your primitive, it's wet and yet. It's your primitive, it's wet and yet. Boys, boys, all type of boys. Black, white, Puerto Rican, Chinese boys. Wine, thang, 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 thang. Black, thang, 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 thang. Girls, girls, get that cash. If it's 9 to 5, we're shaking your ass. Ain't no shame, ladies, do your thing. Just make sure you ahead of the game. Just cause I got a lot of fame, super. Prince couldn't get me, change my name, papa. Hooter can't tell you, slave again, no sign. Picture Black saying, oh, yes, I'm massa. Picture Lil' Kim dating a pastor. Minute Man, Big Red can outlast ya. Who is the best? I don't have to ask ya. When I come out, you won't even matter. Why you act dumb like, duh. Say you act dumb like, duh. As the drummer boy go brr-pum-pum-pum. Give you some of this Cinnabon. Is it worth it? Let me work it. I put my thing down, flip it and reverse it. It's your primitive, it's wet and yet. It's your primitive, it's wet and yet. If you got a big, let me search it to find out how hard I gotta work it. It's your primitive, it's wet and yet. It's your primitive, it's wet and yet. Come on.
So that was Work It by Missy Elliott. I put that song on there because Missy is a legend. But Christian over here didn't think so.
No. I just don't know many of her songs. That's all.
Well, you should educate yourself.
She's just in a Lizzo song, right? Truth.
Oh, yeah.
She's in Truth Hurts, right?
Yeah.
Oh, she is?
Lizzo's blown right? up right now.
Was it Truth Hurts?
Was Missy Elliott in that?
No, okay.
Fact check, please.
Well, in the meantime, we weren't quite wrapped up with our music festival stories, were we?
Right, yes. I believe Leia had some words.
I was just going to share that. I don't know if you guys heard about it. It was like a huge thing in California, but I don't know if it traveled across the globe. But I was at Coachella for the Tupac hologram performance.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that.
Yeah, I was in the crowd. It was supposed to be Snoop Dogg. Like, it was a Snoop Dogg concert. But Jay-Z, Dr. Dre, Eminem, like, every big rapper you've ever heard of were, like, out on stage. And then all of a sudden, they were like, yo, what? And, like, Tupac walked out. And he was like, what the F is up, Coachella?
What? That's so weird.
And we were all just like, wait, is that Pac? And he had, like, a Thug Life tattoo on his, like, stomach. It was like very bizarre, but we enjoyed the hell out of it.
Maybe
it
Tupac so... isn't dead.
I mean,
that was Tupac's ghost.
That's kind of the whole game. I
can just
know.
I can just picture Snoop Dogg in the background being like, "Yo, dog, I don't want to perform tonight. Let's just throw that Tupac hologram out there."
But it was actually pretty funny because it was like a play. Like they obviously had like set up lines for Tupac to say. So Snoop and Dre and like Jay-Z and Eminem were all just like, "So, Pac, like, what are you doing out here in Cali?" Like, they have to, like, set him up for the lines that he's programmed to say. So it was kind of funny to see them all, like, in the theater.
Getting their theater game on.
Did he, like, perform?
Yeah, he did, like, Hail Mary. I can't remember what all songs he did. But, like, yeah, there were, like, Tupac songs played at that concert. And, like, everyone in the crowd was just, like, you know. I mean, like, anyone who goes to, like, a Snoop concert is going to love Tupac, so like,
yeah.
Of course.
Everyone was down, and it was super fun. But that was probably like the craziest concert I saw. That's so
cool. I think we should go into like what your favorite festival has been that you've ever been to, and then your favorite performance.
Does everyone have something to put in for that?
Yeah. Is that too
yeah.
All
right,
I got an answer.
All right, cool. Let's start with you then.
Music Midtown, mostly because it's the only festival I've been to.
Yes,
but I did see Mumford and Sons, and that was
I saw them at Bonnaroo. Mm-hmm. They were so good,
lovely nice. Performance. But my all-time favorite, I would say, are the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Hell yeah!
Wow, yeah, great concert.
Yeah.
Great concert. I would say for me, it was the Hangout Festival in Alabama, Gulf Shores.
Fun,
great festival on the beach, and I guess my favorite performance would be Kendrick Lamar.
Nice. Oh.
What year did you go to Hangout? I was there in 2013.
Wow, that seems like a really long time ago.
How old were you in 2013?
I was in college.
Okay.
So I went when I think it was 2016.
Oh, okay.
So
nice.
Kind of recent. More
yeah,
recent.
More recent, yeah.
Awesome. Cool. My favorite festival is Lightning in a Bottle. Highly Ooh. Recommend. It's in Bradley, California, 4 hours by drive north of LA. It's beautiful. It's called Lightning in a Bottle because the idea is that whatever energy they use, they like replace by planting trees or like offsetting their carbon.
Oh, that's great.
Oh, cool. That's so sweet.
It's just like a really, really perfect and amazing festival. I love it. I've been twice. I'm trying to go again this May. It's the best.
I really enjoyed the Old Settlers Festival. It's a bluegrass festival outside of Austin, and the crowd there was just lovely.
Yeah, I bet.
And Wild Child played. And
that's fun.
We love Wild Child.
I didn't know how good they were going to be live, but they sound better live than on recordings.
Yeah, I really
want
to see them live.
They came to Blues on the Green in Austin once.
Really?
What?
Yeah. I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of Austin, I think my favorite has to be Austin City Limits,
nice.
ACL. And there I saw David Byrne from the Talking Heads, and that was so much fun.
Talking Heads.
He puts on a really good live show. In general, I really like seeing Saint Motel. Are you guys familiar?
Oh, I love Saint Motel, but I haven't seen them live.
They're really good live. They're one of those bands that are honestly better live.
Okay, cool. Good to know.
Yeah. So what's up next, guys?
Oh, I love this one.
It's quite electric.
I love it.
It reminds me of high school.
You know, honestly.
Okay, I think everyone should strap in for Electric Feel by MGMT.
Just
And I hope you feel charged up after that song. Get your electric feels in. And I think we're going to transition a little bit away from talking about festivals and music and transition into a little bit about Italy and how we're leaving soon, and which is sad, but we're excited to go to Naples here in a couple days. And I just wanted to know from everyone, what is your favorite Italian-style alcoholic beverage?
Aperol, hands down. I love Aperol Spritz.
Alex is a big fan of the
big
Aperol.
Fan.
I know. I'm always shocked. I'm like, oh my God, it's 10 a.m.
I mean,
no. Alex, are you
I'm
okay?
Like, oh my God, it's 7 a.m. Alex, true. Chill out.
They're refreshing. I understand.
Do we need to talk?
So refreshing. All right.
At least wait until the clock strikes 12, okay?
It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
Great pick.
Yeah.
I'd have to go with just the house red wine.
Yeah, I was going to say that too.
It's
yeah.
always just perfect.
And I just have yet to have bad wine here.
Same. I didn't really like wine until yeah. this trip.
But I wow. changed that.
I think whenever we go back home, I'm going to ask for the house red, and they're going to be like, what?
They're going to be like, and they're gonna why be like, are you being this way?
I'm only going to drink Italian wine.
The house red.
I've been ruined.
The house red in the States is garbage.
It's trash.
Oh my God.
Blanc, if you will.
Yeah.
Really? Do you think the house white is like better?
No. I just don't think house wine in the States is
a thing,
quite
even.
The same.
Did say house who?
But Trader Joe's does have that $5 Trader, wine.
Wait, I thought it was $2 Chuck. I thought it was $2.
They do have the $2 Chuck. They also have $5 wine. The $5 wine is at least drinkable.
Yeah.
There you go.
It does the job.
I never shop at Trader Joe's, but maybe
I started recently.
Are you okay?
No, it's because they wrap their produce in plastic.
That's true.
Boo.
That shit is dumb.
Okay, but so does everyone else.
No. Trader Joe's is the only one who wraps an individual zucchini in plastic wrap.
Oh, you're like, right. Okay.
Have you seen a banana wrapped in plastic wrap? Because that's
that just
sad.
Makes me uncomfortable.
It already has a peel.
Yeah, they already okay. they have a natural wrap.
Like most vegetables peel. And fruits already have a natural wrapping to
it's
them.
It's called the peel.
Yeah. It's called the skin.
What's your favorite fruit?
Favorite fruit? Strawberries. Fragola.
Oh.
Love I have my whole life. I just love strawberries.
You're really passionate about these strawberries.
I was ready for that question. Yeah. What about you guys?
Papaya?
Oh, wow. Hot take.
I don't think I've
I don't know if I've had a papaya.
They're good. None of y'all have had papaya. Well, I feel like.
Well, I was going to say here. The pears?
Oh,
okay,
true.
The pears.
The pears are
no, the clementini.
Oh, yeah, clementini. Yeah, the clementini.
Right now, the clementini is moto fuego.
Well, all of the Italian produce has just been so
the
good.
The tomatoes.
So fresh. Mm-hmm.
The tomatoes, yeah.
I don't like tomatoes at home.
But you like them here?
I
they
love them here.
They just hit different nice. Here in Italy.
Yeah. Hannah, what's your favorite fruit?
Normally it's peaches, but right now it's clementines.
Wow.
Nice.
Yep.
We love that.
Molassini has done things.
It's changed me.
Oh my God.
Amazing.
And you?
I would say I'm always going back and forth between kiwi and avocado.
You are a big kiwi gal.
I have not had any avocado
avocado
here.
Avocado as a fruit?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a fruit.
Yeah, hello.
It's like a stone fruit. It has like the big pit in the middle.
Yeah, it's got a seed. Or is that a seed or a pit? Would you say it's a...
Well, is it
pit? It's a pit.
Definitely I mean, a pit is a type of seed.
There you go.
So
a pit is a seed, but a seed's not a pit.
And no. You learn something
square
new.
Square rectangle.
Square rectangle.
I wonder why they don't have any avocado here.
Well,
they do.
Avocados from Mexico. It's yeah. kind of the whole thing.
Oh, right on.
We're pretty close. If you didn't know. If you haven't taken a geology.
No.
Geography.
Christian.
No. Learn about some rocks.
Yeah. We're going to have to edit that one out.
Nope, that's staying in.
That is
too
a
late,
UT
buddy.
Student talking.
Everything's authentic here, folks.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, let's transition into the Black Keys.
Hell ooh. Yeah. So pumped for this one.
I would say Howlin' for You is my Black Keys go-to, but Fever, great song.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I'm glad you picked Fever.
Thank you.
Love the Black Keys. I saw them at Bonnaroo at my first music festival ever.
Wow.
2011.
Oh. Where was I?
You guys were in
I was like in eighth grade.
Kindergartner.
Gosh.
So I was funny. 13 in 2011.
I was about to start college.
Wow.
Leia's like 26.
I'm very so old, very wise. Thank you.
Your age is showing right now.
And proud of it. Not worried.
Was Alicia the one that stopped wearing makeup?
What?
Isn't she the singer that stopped wearing...
Are you
wearing...
talking about Alicia Keys?
Yeah.
Oh.
Sorry.
What are you talking about?
Yeah,
your lost. Girl Alicia? Hello? No, yeah. Wait. Did she stop wearing makeup because of a reason, or...?
Yeah, she was just talking about how celebrity culture is, like, so hinged on celebrities looking
hot.
Amazing.
Hot.
Yeah, and she stopped wearing makeup.
Hot. How old was she when she did that? About my age?
Yeah, about 26.
Yeah. I think I might stop wearing makeup because, I mean, I don't want everything about celebrity
don't wear
to
makeup.
Be hinged on.
You know, you go on Young Americans twice now. Kind
and
of
she's
a big
like,
deal.
I'm famous.
Hello, call me Alicia.
Can we take a picture afterwards?
Yeah.
Can I give you an autograph?
Of course.
Do you want to start off that game of Would You Rather that we've been talking about?
Oh.
Wow. Speaking of being in kindergarten.
Speaking of being.
Okay, you don't have to play.
Like, Hannah's out of this one. Not allowed.
I think we all need to formulate a question.
Yeah, we need time.
But I have a question already ready.
Of course he does.
It's a great question. It is the question of would you rather have knees or elbows?
Wow. This is a classic that I've been pondering
for
months.
Which means you either walk like Frankenstein or you, I guess...
have very limited use of your hands.
Oh, yeah.
You
have to pick one or the other.
Yes.
Only knees or only elbows?
Yes.
Wow. I think I would keep my knees and not have elbows.
I think so, too.
I keep my elbows, man.
I keep my elbows. After we tried eating without elbows, it's just ridiculous.
Yeah,
drinking a glass of water.
You can't get anything to your face. You'd have to, like, dog everything you ate.
Just try and picture somebody running without elbows.
I would just, you know, I'd sit in a wheelchair with my legs straight out.
You ever seen Forrest Gump run?
You could always just Irish River dance.
They bend their knees. They just jump up and down.
Well, I would have to love Irish River Dance. Because I never want to give up hacky sacking.
Exactly.
So.
Hacky sacking is
need
been
my knees.
I don't it's really move. Bonded us.
I don't care about my elbows at all. Like, well, all I need
take,
is my knees.
Leia just doesn't want elbows.
For the hacky sack.
Get those away.
How would you just like eat or drink?
That's I would just point. Dog it. I you know, like dogs don't use their arms.
That's a good point.
And they still eat and drink.
You well, dogs don't have arms.
Exactly. And they're doing just fine, aren't they?
Leia's just perpetually eating out of dog bowls.
And only
I've
cereal
her a couple
ever.
Times now.
She's like, just practicing.
Yeah, I just, in case this would you rather question ever comes to fruition, I just want to be ready, you know?
Did you answer, Hannah? Elbows or knees?
Oh, yeah. I choose elbows. I want my elbows.
That's a good point.
Here.
Eating really would be a dilemma if I didn't have elbows.
Yeah.
I would have to rely on straws a lot more than I already do.
And straws kill turtles, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would have to have a metal straw.
Silicone?
For every meal.
And you wouldn't be able to take it out of your pocket because you couldn't open your arms.
No.
You'd be like, can you grab my metal straw out of my pocket for me?
Excuse me, waiter.
All right. Well,
speaking of green.
Yeah, my favorite color. I always want to talk about
it. Well, I was going to say we were running out of green days now that we're transitioning into fall.
Oh, we're also running out of green days because we are all American idiots who use up way too much energy.
Ooh, yeah. Ooh, good one.
Call
Thank
us
you.
Out, young American idiots.
Yeah. I think we just should go into it.
This is Green Day, American Idiot.
So that one was American Idiot by Green Day. And the reason I put that song on there was because when I was in middle school, I was pretty grungy.
Ooh.
Wore black eyeliner, the
wow.
whole shindig.
Yeah.
Like me.
Hell
like
yeah.
What were you guys like in middle school?
I was also super grungy.
Yeah. Wow. I would have loved to see it.
I
wish I could have been there.
Man, I had glasses and braces. Aww. Double whammy.
Same.
I was like that awkward middle school boy.
And extremely curly hair.
Aww.
Yeah.
Wow,
yeah.
But now you guys are all hot.
Oh,
hot.
Yeah.
Speaking of hot.
I danced so hard to that last song that it's really hot in here.
And honestly,
someone hot in here.
Might need to take off their clothes.
Ooh,
it's so hot.
That's a good idea. How about we listen to this next song? Hot in Here by Nelly.
Nelly.
Does anybody want to hear that?
Me. I'm sweating already.
Hell yeah. We're going to take our clothes off while the song plays.
BRB. Oh!
It is Moto Caldo in here.
Yeah, after that it really song. Is.
Maybe even Scaldo.
Scaldo.
Oh my goodness, it's spicy.
I think we need to talk about spicy food. Daniela, lead us into this.
Well, I don't mean to insult anyone here, but in Italy, there seems to be a lack of spicy food.
Yeah, whenever they tell me my pasta is going to be spicy, there's like maybe an idea of pepper in there, but no actual pepper.
Maybe a sweet one.
Shy pepper.
Shy pepper.
Shy spice.
I think they need to get some red hot chili peppers.
I brought Louisiana seasoning. And
like with you?
Yeah, I have it. Amazing. I've used it a couple times. It's been nice.
Raging Cajun.
Yeah. Wow. Okay, guys, should we move on to the next song?
Yeah.
Speaking of spice.
Red hot chili peppers.
Hot.
Scar Tissue by Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Red Hot Chili Peppers, truly fire. Loved them.
So much fire, you might have to call. No, that doesn't work.
Oh god. Call the firefighters, yeah.
And then call 911.
Yeah, because the police will probably show up.
Don't get big fire involved in this.
We don't want big fire.
Yeah, I don't know. Roxanne is coming up next. Quite the song.
Yeah.
We actually in the States we played a game to this song, and it's a drinking game. And every time you hear the word Roxanne, you have to drink
the entire song.
So keep that in mind. Keep that in mind whenever you're listening to this song. Count how many times you have to drink, because my God,
it's a lot.
Right! those days are over. You don't have to show your body to the night. Roxanne, you don't have to wear that dress tonight. Walk the streets for money. You don't care if it's wrong or if it's right.
So, what's the tally, Daniela?
So, I counted, and it was 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 26, 29 times.
Wow, 29 drinks in just one quick song.
29 whole drinks, like a full beverage?
It depends on how you want to play it.
Sips.
Well, I think I'd like to play with a full beverage.
I think so, too. I think we could have made
shots.
Shots.
29 shots. Not recommended for the kids listening.
You go in a circle? Well, no, we play that.
You chug, and then when you hear the next Roxanne, you stop.
Oh,
wait, but see, then that's how you start with it.
Yeah.
Man, you get screwed with the verse.
Oh, man.
yeah, one after the other. That's the funny part.
But then what starts it up again? The next Roxanne?
Exactly, yeah.
Okay.
I've always played that you just drink every time they say Roxanne.
Yeah, that's the real
way to play.
Are there any other things, like iconic songs or movies or shows that you play drinking games to?
The Big Lebowski.
Yeah, I haven't done that one yet, but Hannah told me about it and I really want to try.
Everyone should watch it. Every time he has a White Russian, you have to have a White Russian.
Ooh. Wow.
I love John Goodman. He's the best.
He is the best.
Such a good movie.
Have y'all seen New Girl?
Yeah.
No.
You can actually play True American.
I play True American.
You have?
Yeah, I played it my birthday.
Yeah, how do you play that game? Because in the show, it is absolutely bonkers.
Nonsense.
What is it? It's this ridiculous game that they play on the TV show, and it just has to do with, like, United States history and different presidents, but it has all these random rules.
But who's, is there some TV show or something they're watching, or is it just,
it's just, like, this drinking game that they always play on the TV show.
And if you watch the show, like, the game makes absolutely no sense.
And that's why it's fun to play, because you can just, like, make rules willy-nilly.
So we have a plan for when this show wraps up.
Yes.
We're going to get back to American.
I'll teach you how to play True American.
With the Young Americans.
Perfect.
Well, speaking of great American classics and history, I guess, we're going to take you back in time to Sweet Carolina.
Yeah. Shout out to my hometown of Charlotte, North Carolina. This one's for you.
Where it began, I can't begin to knowin'. But then I know it's growing strong.
the spring, and spring became the summer. Who'd have believed you'd come along? Hand, touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you.
So good,
so good, so good.
I've been inclined, bum, 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 to believe there never was.
Oh, now I look at the night, and it don't seem so lonely. We fill it up with only two. And when I hurt, hurting runs off my shoulders. How can I hurt when holding you? Warm, touching warm, reaching out, touching me.
Bum, bum.
Good times never seem so good.
So good, so good, so good.
I've been inclined to believe there never were. No,
what does it remind you guys of? Because it reminds me of American football.
Really?
Yeah. Like, it reminds
basketball.
Me of, it reminds me of just being in bars. Like,
bars.
Yeah. Yeah. Anytime it comes on, everyone just
everyone
wants to sing along.
Loves it, yeah.
It reminds me more of baseball, actually.
Really?
No, no. Oh. College basketball.
Whoa. Wow. We've all got that. Yeah. Well, it reminds me of sport.
Hacky sack.
Yeah, and also other sports.
Hacky sack isn't a sport.
Take that back.
Take that back.
That's my
during
best sport.
During 2028 no. Olympic hacky sack games.
Catch me there.
You'll be sorry. You know, it was invented by two boys in Portland because they needed a fun way to stay active. So if it's not a sport, then what were they doing?
Yeah, exactly.
You can go jogging to stay active. Doesn't mean it's a sport.
Like, jogging is a sport.
Yeah, like, have you seen track? They jog quickly.
It's like, what's that called when you walk fast? Fast walking.
Fast walking is also
no, that speed is walking. Actually speed in walking. The Olympics.
Yeah, it's a real sport.
I watched it. I was like, wow.
They're breaking a
it's
sweat
just a
there.
A different realm of sport.
But yeah, that song is extremely nostalgic,
yeah.
I think, for all of us.
Yeah.
And, I mean, yeah, agree.
And this next one.
Also, so many memories. Every middle school dance I ever went to.
There's nothing wow. like
for sure.
Well. I miss this
Akon. This was like our middle school.
This was, yeah, this was our middle school for sure. These youngins, it was probably their elementary school, but wow.
This is my favorite song in kindergarten.
Big Akon fan.
Without further ado.
Smack That
by Akon.
Shady. Convict up front. Akon. Slim Shady. I see the one. Could she be that lady? Hey, I feel you creeping. I can see it from my shadow. Wanna jump up in my Lamborghini Gallardo? Maybe go to my place and just kick it like Tybo. Bleeping you over. Look back and watch me smack that all on the floor. Smack that, give me some more. Smack that till you get sore. Smack that, oh. Smack that all on the floor. Smack that, give me some more. Smack that till you get sore. Smack that, oh.
now, ready to attack now. Pulling the parking lot slow with the lockdown. Convicts got the whole thing packed now. Step in the club, the wardrobe intact now. I feel it, stone and crack now. Ooh, I see it, it's all at back now. I'ma call them, then I put the mat down. Money no problem, pocket full of that now. I feel you creeping, I can see it from my shadow. Wanna jump up in my Lamborghini Gallardo. Maybe go to my place and just kick it like Tybo. Bleeding you over. Look back and watch me smack that all on the floor. Smack that, give me some more. Smack that till you get sore. Smack that, oh. Smack that all on the floor. Smack that, give me some more. Smack that till you get sore. Smack that, oh.
Oh, looks like another club banger. They better hang on when they throw this thing on. Get a little drink on, they gon' flip for the sake on. You can bank on it. Kitty cat claws, the way she climbs up and down them poles. Looking like one of them pretty cat dolls. Trying to hold my back through my drawers. Steps off stage, didn't think I saw. Creeps up behind me and she's like, yeah. I'm like, I know, let's cut to the chase. No time to waste, back to my place. Plus from the club to the cribs like a mile away. But more like a palace, shall I say. And plus I got a pal if he gal is game. In fact, he's the one singing the song that's playing. Hey, girl!
I feel you creeping, I can see it from my shadow. My shadow. Up in my Lamborghini Gallardo. Maybe go to my place and just kick it like Tybo. Possibly bend you over. Look back and watch me smack that all on the floor. Smack that, give me some more. Smack that till you get sore. Smack that, oh. Smack that all on the floor. Smack that, give me some more. Smack that till you get sore. Smack that, oh. Eminem's rolling, D&M rolling. Listening, them rolling, women just big booty rolling. Soon I be all in them and throwing D, hitting no less than three. Block real style like we. Girl, I can tell you want me, cause lately I feel you creeping, I can see it from my shadow. Wanna jump up in my Lamborghini Gallardo. Maybe go to my place and just kick it like Tybo. Possibly bend you over. Look back and watch me smack that.
You know, the context of that being what you danced to in middle school when you were 12, 13 years old.
And there was, it was always so inappropriate, but they just played like the hottest hits of the day, you know?
Gotta play what the people want. Yeah, it's provocative.
12-year-old people.
Give them their voice. Let them have the dance floor. Let them smack that.
Oh, God.
Wow. Yeah, and the most common place for those parties was this sandwich shop that they would like close after hours. We would just be like dancing on the dance floor to like inappropriate songs.
What sandwich shop has a dance floor?
What sandwich shop was like, they would smack
clear,
that?
No, yeah. They would clear out the tables and we would hire a DJ to
this
come out.
This is obviously
and play that
no
song.
Subways. Like. Yeah.
it was southern Louisiana, so it was like a po' boy shop. And they would like clear out the tables and we would just like be like,
smack that.
Working it.
Wow. What a vision.
I mean, I could go to a sandwich shop dance party.
Yeah, honestly. Jealous.
It wasn't as fun as this has been tonight.
Yeah, it's been such a blast.
Yeah.
Or this semester. I mean, we've had a great semester here.
It's been amazing.
Incredible.
Are you guys going to come visit me in Ooga?
Yes. Ooga Land. We can't wait to come to Ooga Atlanta.
Athens.
Okay, how far is Athens from Atlanta?
Like an hour.
Okay, I'll be there.
You're going to come to Austin?
Yeah, please. I've never been to Texas.
Oh my God, Austin's the only part of Texas you need to go to.
It's true. It's true.
Facts.
I don't know. I've heard people talk about Dallas.
Dallas is good.
Dallas is fine.
I'm a Dallas fan.
There aren't
fan.
Any people on the streets. Like when you drive around, it's empty. But like otherwise, it's fine.
Okay.
It's good. She's just confused.
Austin is home of the.
Austin's the best.
Austin is the best. I'll give you that.
Yeah, okay. Austin's
really
the best.
Fun. Really.
If you're
fun
gonna go to one place, it should be Austin.
Definitely.
And that goes to all of our listeners. Hit me up.
Yeah.
please come by.
Let me know.
Let us know.
You
want to
give them your phone number?
Yeah, that's
so they can call you.
555-192.
Well, it's been such such fun being on the last episode of the season.
Yeah, Daniela, thanks for letting us hijack it.
Of course. So thanks for coming. Everyone's studying back at UGA.
Really great song choices. Yes. Like,
you
amazing
had a great playlist.
Song choices.
Thank you.
I'm so glad the Irish Americans would allow us lowly
I'm
people.
I'm so glad to be back on the show just one last time.
I missed you, lads.
Just the one.
I'm going to be very sad to be leaving Cortona, but
oh, no. It's going to be such a shame.
We'll make do.
We'll come back. We'll do a reunion episode.
Yeah, that sounds great. And you're welcome on the podcast that Hannah and I are starting.
Yes.
Oh, so a little promo in there?
Yeah. I'm going to plug our new podcast. There's not a specific title yet, but it'll be out there in the world.
Yep.
Well, plug. What's the name?
We don't know. But it's going to happen.
Yeah.
You'll just have to search our names. It's in the works.
Okay.
Well, it's been awesome being here in Cortona. I think that goes for all of us. And
absolutely.
And everyone in Cortona, thank you.
Many thanks to the beautiful, friendly, wonderful people here in Cortona who've just been so gracious.
Yes. And we're coming to that closing time.
Closing time.
I feel like we might as well play the song of the same name.
Check the time because
it's
closing time. It's by Semisonic. Is that how you say it?
Semisonic.
Thanks for listening, guys.
Thank you so much.
Ciao, ragazzi.
This goes to my fans.
Closing time. Open all the doors and let you out into the world. Closing time. Turn all of the lights on over every boy and every girl. Closing time. One last call for alcohol, so finish your whiskey or beer. Closing time. You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here. I know who would want to take me home. I know who would want to take me home. I know who would want to take me home. Take me. Take me home. I know.
every new beginning comes from some other beginning's end.